Parak Hey, Mishnah Vav. Now we have just a few Mishnahs left till the end of the Masechta. Very exciting. Vav, Zayin, and Ches, and then we're done. And the truth is, today is going to be a pretty long Mishnah, so we might just limit it to one Mishnah and then pick it up next week. So let's begin. The Mishnah comes with a small introduction, and we had learned in Masechta Yuma that the Kohanim, if you remember, were divided into 24 Mishmaros. Mishmaros means groups. We'll be saying that word many times in this Mishnah. That's what Mishmaros means. There were 24 groups that the Kohanim were divided amongst. And every week of the year, one group would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And then, you know, throughout the year, most of them would overlap because 24 times 2 is 48. And then there'd be some extra at the end of the year. But regarding the Regalim during the Yom Tovim, so Kol Mishmaros, all of the groups would be Osek, would be working in the Hakravas HaKarbanos, the sacrificing of the Karbanos, because of the Yom Tov, because of the abundance of the Karbanos. So our mission now is going to discuss how they divided the Karbanos amongst the different groups by the Musaf of the Chag, the Karban Musafim, the Musaf offerings of Chag of Sukkos. It's a pretty long Mishnah, so here we go, and let's break it down. Yom Tov Rishon Shel HaChag, the first day of Sukkos. Hayusham, there were 13 parim, 13 parim, parim are axes. V'elim shnayim, 2 rams. V'seir echad, and 1 goat, that they would sacrifice on the Mizbeach. As the Pasuk says, B'chamisha Asar Yom, the 15th day, L'chodesh HaShviya, the 7th month, which is the first day of Sukkos during Tishrei, right? 15th of Tishrei is Sukkos. So, okay, I'm going to skip over here in the Pasuk. So you bring, Ola, Ishe, Rech, Nechoach, here, Parim, B'nei Vakar, Shlosha, Asa, so 13 oxes, Elim, Shnayim, 2 rams, Kvasim, B'nei Shana, Arba, Asa, 14 lambs, and then Seir, Ezim, 1 goat as a Chatas offering, as a sin offering. So, Shlosha, Asa, there were 13 groups, Hikrivu, each one would bring 1 par, 1 ox, 2 groups, each one would bring 1 isle, 1 ram, and then 1 group would bring the seir, the goat. Nishtar, what was left over? Shamar ba asar kvasim. There were 14 lambs that were left over for that day, for the first day of Sukkos. So the Shmona Mishmaros, that was divided to the 8 groups that were left over. Shecholku, they divided it as follows. So here's how they did it. B'yom HaRishon, on the first day, Shisha Mishmaros, 6 groups. Makrivin Shnayim Shnayim would bring 2 each. Meaning each group would bring 2 kvasim, 2 lambs. So that's now 12 lambs, right? 2 times 6 is 12. V'hashar, and the remaining groups, the other 2 groups that were left over, Echad Echad. Each group would bring 1 lamb. By Shani, on the second day of Sukkos, that they only had now 12 parim, 12 oxes, not 13 oxes, because every day you're going to see we go down the amount of oxes. As the Pasuk says, Yom HaShani, the second day, parim, there were 12 parim, 12 oxes. B'chol Yom, every day, the number of oxes would go down by 1. Aval Shar Karbanos, the rest of the Karbanos, Lo Nishtanu, they were not going to change from their numbers. So those numbers would repeat, but the oxes would be reduced every day by 1 ox. So comes out Nishtaru, there were 14 kvasim, 14 lambs for nine groups, and then Chamisha, then the remaining 5 groups, Makriven Shnayim Shnayim, they would bring. Let's see over here. Kalmish, each group would bring 2 lambs. So now you have a total of 10 lambs. V'hasha'ar, and the other 4 groups that were left over, Echad Echad, each one would bring 1 lamb. Bashlishi, now on the 3rd day of Sukkos. Shaloha Yubo, now there are only 11 oxes. So it comes out, V'nishtayu, they left over 14 lambs to the 10 groups. Arba Mishmaros, so 4 groups, Makrivan Shnayim Shnayim, would bring 2 lambs each. Hooray, so now you have 8 lambs that are being brought. Vashar, and the other 6 groups remaining. Echad Echad, they would each bring 1 lamb. Barvi, on the 4th day of Sukkos. So now they're going to have 10 oxes. Again, the amount of carbonos stay the same every day, right, with the various carbonos that we're talking about, with the exception of the oxes. The oxes go down by 1 every day. This comes out in the Shtar, there are 14 kvasim, again, 14 lambs for the 11 groups. Shlosha, Makriven, Shnayim, Shnayim, 3 groups would bring 2 lambs each. Hare, and now you have 6 lambs, Vahashar, and the rest, Echad Echad, the other 8 groups would bring, Kol Echad, each one would bring Kevas Echad, 1 lamb. Bachamishi, on the 5th day of Sukkos. Shlohoya Banav, they only had 9 oxes that they would bring. So it comes out there were leftover 14 lambs. Again, there's 14 lambs every day. But the 14 lambs would be divided, the Shnei Masar Mishmoros, to the 12 groups. Shnaim Akrivim Shnaim Shnaim. 2 groups would bring, L'kol Echad, each one would bring 2 lambs. So you have 4 lambs. Vashar Echad Echad. And the remaining groups, the other 10 groups, would bring each one 1 lamb. Bashishi on the 6th day of Sukkot. So now all you have is 8 parim, 8 oxes that they're bringing. Comes out there left over 14 lambs to the 13 mishmaros, the 13 groups. Echad makriv shnayim, 1 group would bring 2 lambs. Vashar, and the remaining 12 groups. Echad echad, each one would bring 1 lamb. Again, on the 6th day of Sukkot, they had, all right, 8 oxes, okay, so they left over 14 lambs to the 13 groups. So each group would bring 2 lambs, Echad Makrif Shnayim, each group would bring 2 lambs, and then the remainder, the other 12 groups, would bring Echad Echad, 1 lamb each, right, that's correct, okay. Vashvi, on the 7th day of Sukkot, Shehoyubo Esmer Bar Karbonos, there were 24 Karbonos on the 7th day of Sukkot, of the Karbonos of the Musaf, which is the 7 7 parim, 7 oxes, Shnei Elam, 2 rams, Seir Echad, 1 goat, and 14 kvasim, 14 lambs, that equals a total of 24. Kulan Shavin. So on the 7th day, all the groups were equal, because each group would bring 1 behema, 1 animal. Okay, that was the easiest day. Bashmini on the 8th day, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, Shabo Hikrev, on that day they brought Par Echad, 1 ox, Ayel Echad, 1 ram, Seir Echad, 1 goat, and 7 lambs. Not 14 lambs, but 7 lambs on Shmini Atzeres. So now, Chazru Lepayas, they would go back to the Gerol, to the lottery system, and they would cast amongst all the groups, and which one would be Zocha, Elom Ham Yizku, which one would be Zocha, and, you know, Behakravas, Esar HaBehemos, to, which one would be Zocha, which one would merit to bring these 10 animals, these 10 Karbanos. Kibir Regalim, just like the lottery system they would have by the Regalim, by the Yom Tovim. The lottery system we actually learned about in Masechta Yuma, in the 2nd chapter, Mishnah Aleph. We're not going to go through it right now, but there was a lot of systems that they would do over there, and they would use it now over here for Sukkot, when there were just not enough karbanos for the rest of the groups. Okay, Amru, they said, and that's, keep in mind, the lottery is going to be just for the Shmini Atzeres, just for Shmini Atzeres. Everything else until then is worked out. But on Shmini Atzeres, there were only 10 karbanos, and there are 24 groups. So on Shmini Atzeres, they would use a lottery system to see which group would merit to bring the karbanos, those 10 karbanos. Amru, they said, Mi shehikrev parim hayom, Hamishmar, the group, shehikrev, that brought the par, the ox, to biyom echad on the first day, Mishivas to Miyasukas on the 7th day of Sukkot. So lo Yaakov lemachar, they would not bring the par, the ox, the next day. So this is an important concept to incorporate into our Mishnah as we went through the breakdown over here. So what they're saying now, the concluding, is that Mishikav Parmayom, whoever brought the parim, the oxes, whichever group brought the oxes for that day, whether the first day, the second day, whatever day it was, lo Yaakov lemachar, he didn't repeat to bring the oxes the next day. El Chayzen Chalila, rather the whole cycle would just go back into the order that they had. So here's the breakdown. We're going to go through it right now. So Bayom Arish, on the first day, the group number 1 to group number 13, they would bring the 13 parim, the 13 oxes, okay? Then Hamashmaros, and then the group 14 and group 15, they would bring the 2 rams. And then group 16 would bring the seer, the goat. Bamashmaros, Yud Zayin, and then the other groups from 17 till 24 would bring the 14 lambs. So everybody's bringing something the first day of Sukkot. And that's what the order would be for the first day. B'yom HaYashin on the second day, so now groups 14 through 24, who didn't bring the parm, the oxes, the previous day, they'd bring now the 11 parm, 11 oxes. Then Mishmah number 1, Hikrev, they would bring a par Hashnei Masar, they would bring the 12th ox, right, because we're up to number 12, every day goes down by 1. So groups 14 through 24 would bring 11 oxes, and then Mishmar Echad in the first group, Hikar Vesaparash, they bring the 12th ox of that day, because yesterday it was 13 oxes, today's going to be 12 oxes. So group number 1 would, you know, follow through with that, would bring in the 12th ox of that day, and then groups 2 through 13 would bring the Elim, the rams, the seer, the goat, and the kvasim, and the sheep. Then on the third day, So groups 2 through 12 would bring the 11 oxes, and then the remaining groups would bring the rams, the seer, the goat, and the lambs. On the fourth day, the groups number 13 through groups number 22 would bring the 10 oxes. On the fifth day, groups number 23 through 24 and groups number 1 through group number 7 would bring the 9 oxes. Then on the sixth day, group of Mishmaros, group number 8 through group number 8 through 15 would bring the Shmona from the 8 oxes. And then Biyom HaShvi on the seventh day, Ikivu HaMishmaros, groups number 9 and 7, groups number 16 through groups number 22 would bring the 7 oxes. Nimsa comes out, Shamishmaros, the groups number 1 through 22, they would be end up bringing Parim, Shalosh Pamim. Groups number 1 through 22 throughout the whole entire holiday would actually bring 3 times. They'd have 3 opportunities to bring the Parim, to bring the oxes. And groups number 23 and 24 would bring those oxes twice throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And this is the entire process of the Karbanos, the whole cycle throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot of how they would distribute and how they would cast the system to bring the Karbanos on Sukkot.